hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of the podcast. This week, I get to interview Bette Williams, and her third book, The Wild Kindness, is in development at Amblin Entertainment. For those of you who don't know, that's Steven Spielberg's company. And I'm sure, dear listeners, as you've noticed, I do love hearing stories of plant medicines and the magic and miracles they bring forth into people's lives. Well, Bette's book, which I'm halfway through and completely loving, is all about her journey with mushrooms. Michelle T. writes, "The Wild Kindness is absolutely electric. It's not only the subject matter, which is mystical and fascinating. Bette Williams' voice is untamed and inspired, full of gonzo humor, ambitious daring, and high vibrating heart." For those of you who are interested, I will have a link to the book under the episode's show notes on the website. So now, without further ado, episode 122 and my interview with the inspired Bette Williams.
In this ceremony where we mourned and said goodbye to Kai Wingo down in Mexico on a very foggy mountain top with the Cuandera and her granddaughter, at the very end of it, they put tobacco in my hands. They went away for a while and they came back and they said, "We're so glad you came because there was a very special astronomical event tonight and we had forgotten. And if you hadn't, you know, made an appointment with us, we wouldn't have had an opportunity to celebrate it." And then they took out a picture of the Virgin of Guadalupe and they said, "Do you know who she is?" And I laughed and I said, "I live in New Mexico. I know who that is."
Well, I would love to hear any stories of magic or miracles you'd like to share. Anything that you think would work.
All right. Miracle is so interesting because miracle sometimes operates on like the realm of the impossible. As I look at moments in my life where I thought something was a miracle, I'm like, oh, that actually makes sense in the realm of nature because nature's so complex and incredible and allows for chaos and allows for the uncanny and all of that. So as a mushroom practitioner, boy, I have so many stories. I'll just rattle off sort of the basic on the daily experiences that occur. For instance, looking at a dying tree and seeing that it spoke to me and said, "Please leave me alone as I'm dying on the ground because I need to dissolve into the ground to feed the other trees." And all the other trees are in love with dying trees. One, because they make a beautiful sound. They're like hollow and they recognize the dying tree partly because of the sound and the way the birds have a relationship to a dying tree in a certain kind of way. And so I get this transmission on the mushrooms from this cottonwood tree telling me this. And then, the beautiful thing of reading it in a science book that dying trees download their fungal information through the fungal networks to the other trees, which is a very necessary thing for the other trees to exist. And so this particular cottonwood tree that spoke to me, it's in the book and it was at a place that I was living. And this cottonwood tree, in a storm, it fell. I mean, this thing was, I don't know, 55 feet tall or something. And it just missed the house by like an inch. And it also said to me it needed a few branches to be cut down. So I don't know. I kind of think that if I hadn't had that communication with the tree, it may have fallen. If it had fallen 4 inches in a different direction, whew, you never know. I went down to a wetland in Jimenez where the Mazatec practice their mushroom ceremonies, and I sat with a woman who worked with Maria Sabina. She must have been 86 years old, and her granddaughter, and we did the traditional ceremony, which is both of you eat the mushrooms. You're given a divination with candle and egg, limpia, they call it. And then they just sing with you all night long and perform healings using topical tobacco and lime. And there's another synchronicity in there as well. A beautiful woman who brought me into the mushroom conference community in a Black high-dose mushroom community in Detroit and Cleveland, became my friend and like said, you know, you have the power to do this. You know how to do this. Come to our conference, give a talk. Yeah, so the day that I did ceremony in Huautla de Jimenez was the morning I had it all planned and everything. She had passed away of a stroke that day. So when I did the ceremony with the elder Cuandero, we prayed for Kai Wingo all night long, a beautiful mushroom practitioner that was part of a Detroit Afrofuturistic high dose community. Because what you see in the United States is you don't see what you see in Mexico of like whole families doing mushrooms together. You know, the aunties and the moms and the dads and the teachers and the doctors all doing it, except in like Detroit and Cleveland, you have this like really integrated mushroom ceremonial community going on that's different from like even the sort of self-care ayahuasca counterculture scene you see coming out of Burning Man. Like the regular folks like me usually end up, you know, not doing with it, or doing it with our moms, or doing it with like the regular people you see every day. So that was like, talk about a winding story. I hope I'm reining it in enough, but
no, that was a great story. I was going
to
ask,
it's my cellule, you know, it just goes this way, it goes that way, and it connects to everything. So I guess that's what I want to communicate, is that mushrooms are about interconnectivity and relationship. They're literally the fruits of the mushroom come out of something called mycelia, which is literally like a net. Like imagine how the internet works, a network. It's shaped like that. And the mushrooms are simply the fruit that comes out of the mycelium. So when you say mushrooms, you're talking about a very small part of a whole system that is like a very complex network. Ceremony where we mourned and said goodbye to Kai Wingo down in Mexico on a very foggy mountain top with the Cuandera and her granddaughter. At the very end of it, they put tobacco in my hands. They went away for a while and they came back and they said, "We're so glad you came, because there was a very special astronomical event tonight and we had forgotten. And if you hadn't, you know, made an appointment with us, we wouldn't have had an opportunity to celebrate it." And then they took out a picture of the Virgin of Guadalupe and they said, "Do you know who she is?" And I laughed and I said, "I live in New Mexico. I know who that is." And they said, "If you ever want to talk to us, just talk to her." And in terms of mushroom use, there's something called a God trip, because like you can take mushrooms a lot and have like the basic tonality of just a regular mushroom trip is so mind-blowing that it can change your life just as it is. And there's something called the God trip. So when I had the God trip, it was when I took out my not photograph, but one of those beautiful retablos of the Virgin of Guadalupe. I set it up as an altar with the specific intention of communicating with the women down in Huautla de Jimenez. And I really took some time with my friend Marianne. We fasted a little bit. We burned. There's substances that were used in Persia, to call in some beautiful energies is frankincense, Syrian rue, which is also called Paganum Hermala, and juniper. And that smoke, I just learned about it. And we spent 2 days kind of fasting and eating very little and like breathing in this smoke, which is, I call it like PhD level, like ecstatic smoke. And we commenced to like eat the mushrooms the night of our ceremony. And the most extraordinary energy came through directly out of the picture of the Virgin of Guadalupe, these pinks and greens that were like coming out in rays. It's a big challenge as a writer to like say the resonance and tonality of a certain quality of love, because the rays that were coming out were, I knew that if I did something with my body, that the rays could get in there and give me a blessing, right? But it was so terrifying. I spent most of the night dancing around and singing and playing drums and all this stuff. The house was full of like thousands of ceremonialists from all over the world. I could see their features. There were women in the kitchen making chicken. And I, for a moment, I was, yeah, part of like a bunch of guys drumming, dressed very nicely. And I preface the rays of love by saying that there was a golden snake on the floor of the house that had bird of prey feathers. And it was like a metallic, watery snake that moved around the house. And that seemed to charge the Guadalupe altar, sending the love. And finally, my friend said, stop dancing, just be still. And I sat down and I felt that like all the plants, all the things of the earth were blasting me with a love that was like, I describe it as like, you know, when you're shattered with a horrible, horrible grief loss and it just breaks your body open. This was the opposite, but with love. It was like, oh my God, the earth loves me. You know, we spend so much time thinking about how horrible we're being to the earth and how we don't belong here. We're not doing the right thing and this and that. And this thing was just like, love you so much, girl. Love you so much, girl. And like, I just became a child, because I think only the child's heart can really take that in.
Everyone, for listening to this episode of the podcast. I need to thank my badass and hilarious guest, Bette Williams, for sharing all of her stories with me. I love her voice, and if you get a chance, please check out her third book, The Wild Kindness. I need to thank all my dear listeners for the incredible ratings and the beautiful reviews you've written. But this is me again asking, if you haven't yet done so, please consider leaving a rating or writing a review. It helps other people find us. I need to thank the creators of the music used in this episode: Stephen O'Brien, Justin Allen Arnold, Palash Sundaya, Sasha End, and Music L Files. For complete attribution, please see the Bite Sized Blessings website at bitesizedblessings.com. On the website, you'll find links to books, creators, artists, and artwork I hope will lighten and brighten your day. Thank you for listening, and here's my one request. Be like Bette. Be a badass. Be open to the experience, and if a tree wants to talk to you, listen to what it has to say. If you step on a flower, apologize. Create a deep and meaningful connection to the earth and every single plant, animal, and insect on it. And know, absolutely know, in your heart of hearts, that the earth and every single living thing on it, they all love you.